This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least six people have died in a coronavirus outbreak in a Seattle suburb. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
King County, Washington public health officer Dr. Jeff Duchin says the virus hit elderly and already ill patients.
We have an outbreak at the long-term care facility, Life Care in Kirkland.
Duchin says all of those made ill by the virus have similar health problems before the outbreak. He adds that the number of fatalities and serious illnesses is far less than the actual number of likely infections in the area.
It's important to understand that the vast majority of these cases that are mild are going undetected.
The worldwide death toll tops 3,000. The number of known infections rose to about 89,000 in 70 countries on every continent but Antarctica. I'm Tim McGuire.
Candidates still left in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination are trying to rally as many voters to their cause ahead of this Super Tuesday voting, where 14 states will make selections. As VOA's Jim Malone explains, those candidates are trying to regain momentum behind Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Tuesday is also the first big test for former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg, a billionaire, has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on TV ads and will face voters for the first time. Democrats will have fewer candidates to choose from on Tuesday. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar ended her campaign Monday, a day after former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg pulled out of the race after a poor showing in South Carolina. And billionaire hedge fund manager Tom Steyer ended his campaign over the weekend. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is still in the race, battling for delegates on Tuesday, even though she has done poorly in the contest so far. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will begin a partial withdrawal down to 8,600 U.S. troops in Afghanistan in the coming days, as the Taliban and the U.S. issue conflicting messages about future violence in war-torn nation. Speaking at a Pentagon news conference Monday, Esper said that the newly inked U.S.-Taliban agreement requires the U.S. military to start withdrawing forces within 10 days of its signing on February 29th. But it appears U.S. officials and the Taliban have the conflicting understanding about the commitments made with the peace plan. Esper said the U.S. expects violence in Afghanistan would diminish to ultimately reach a ceasefire. However, Taliban spokesman said Monday the reduction in violence agreement has now ended and Taliban operations would continue as normal. Authorities in Greece are facing the biggest mass migration push in years, and the government in Athens is blaming Turkey. Greek government spokesman Stelios Petsas on Monday said that Turkey accused Turkey of engineering an organized invasion after Ankara opened its border to allow migrants to pass through to Europe. For VOA, Anthony Karasava has more from Athens.
Authorities have already beefed up border controls and repeatedly tear-gassed asylum seekers trying to enter Greece. And on the high seas, the Greek Coast Guard has been pushing back scores of rickety rubber rafts packed with migrants. Turkish authorities have suggested those maneuvers may have caused the drowning of a young Syrian boy on Monday. Greek officials say the child died after the boat in which it was traveling capsized off the island of Lesbos. Lesbos residents, meanwhile, staged protests calling on police to block migrants from setting foot on the island. The residents say they are still reeling from an earlier migration crisis, and after seeing their economy shattered, they want the 25,000 remaining refugees to leave. Anthony Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
North Korean state media published pictures Tuesday of leader Kim Jong-un supervising what it called a long-range artillery drill after Seoul said Pyongyang had launched two short-range ballistic missiles in its first weapons test for months. The images in the Rongdong Sinmun newspaper included pictures of multiple launch rocket systems and several of a larger caliber rocket being fired from a launcher in a forest. The exercise came as the North battles to prevent a coronavirus outbreak, but Kim, wearing a black leather coat and gloves and a bushy Russian-style hat, did not don a face mask to supervise the firing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.